Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Sybil, what's going on? Good morning.
Hello, Roland.
All right, then. First of all, University of Delaware, I will be there on Friday. They have their pre-Kwanzaa event. And so I'll be there talking about unity in the age of Trump. So, you know, that's going to be quite interesting. So look forward to that. And also, Tom, before I get to my story today, I just got to say real quick, how can somebody take credit for saving jobs when he ain't got no power?
What?
I mean, Donald Trump, he's taking credit for keeping the carrier jobs, but the problem is he ain't got power. Mike Pence is the governor. He's the one who can cut the tax credit deal, but Trump trying to take credit. So, hey, that's like Obama saying, what the hell, I take credit for keeping the job.
The funniest line I saw on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday night was when Alec Baldwin was playing Trump and I forget who was playing Mike Pence, and the line was, you're going to run things, right?
Right.
To Mike Pence.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. So I just want to go ahead and just say that. So, all right, let's get to the business today. Tom, it's an unbelievable story. I keep talking about North Carolina, and I apologize if this turns to the North Carolina News Report. But today, a black male teacher, Fayetteville, North Carolina, is going to learn his fate when it comes to the issue, well, he can keep his job. Tommy was suspended in September because in a history class, he was teaching his students about the First Amendment. He then, to demonstrate this, he steps on a flag. Well, two of his students in the class walked out, got upset. The rest of the students stayed. They complained. He gets suspended. And today, the Cumberland County School District, they're going to vote in literally 2 hours whether or not he gets to keep his job, and the superintendent there could actually strip this brother of his teaching license and not be allowed to teach anywhere in America. Lee Francis joins us right now. Lee, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
Lee,
everybody.
I had you on TV1 talking about this. It has been stunning. First of all, for folks out there, real quick, how old are you?
I am 25 years old.
You're a 25-year-old teacher, fellow member of Alpha Phi Alpha. Yep. Here you are teaching students about history, and you now may very well be barred from teaching anywhere in America.
That's correct. The superintendent has that power.
And so you're in the classroom. This wasn't an act of defiance. Explain to the audience again what you were doing with your class.
Right, absolutely. It was not an act of defiance at all. We were teaching about the American Revolution. We were talking about the documents that led up to this time, which would create what would become the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And we're going through each of the first 10 amendments, and we get to the bit on symbolic speech and what speech is. We know that it's written, that it's spoken. But the thing that the students struggled with was understanding this notion of symbolic speech. And so I run to the storeroom and pull the flag out and use it as a demonstration. I mean, it was a couple taps with my foot. I don't deny that I stepped on it, but that was it. I mean, it was a demonstration just to get them to understand that as an American, with the Texas versus Johnson case, which gives us this idea of symbolic speech, you can do this if you choose to, as a form of protest, as a form of expression and speech. But I was not in any way influencing them or putting upon them my own beliefs or ideal.
You know, Roland, I often hear this, and it sounds teachers teach our students how to pass a test and not how to think. And I have a problem with that. And I admire this guy. Lee Francis, you're a heck of a teacher. I bet you've always wanted to be a teacher. You sound that dedicated.
Yes, sir.
this is a situation where they were also allowed to have their rights heard by walking out of your class, and you were. It sounds like just a perfect example of what. You know, our government, as well as our rights and our civil rights, as well as constitutional rights, is all about. And yet, what are the administrators saying? What did they say when they first brought you into, say, the principal's office?
Well, that's the interesting part. The one thing I think should be noted is that the student took an illegal photo. There's a sign behind me that says no electronic devices.
It sure
that
does.
Has not been punished. There's another incident in the county where an African-American student was suspended for recording a fight that a teacher was slamming down a student, but that teacher remained back in the classroom. The administration here started off very supportive. I got an email from my principal saying, do not apologize. 2 days later, the pressure came, and she said, don't say that we're supporting you. Don't say that we're supporting your actions. The county has a lot of pressure and a lot of power when it comes to influencing people to do certain things.
And the Supreme Court has already ruled this is a First Amendment right. Why? I just don't understand. And Roland, you can speak to this, especially as far as the craziness of North Carolina at this point. Maybe it's not North Carolina.
Well, keep in mind, Fayetteville, North Carolina is a very strong military town.
Yeah.
Okay. That plays a large role in this as well. And so that's what you're dealing with here. Lee, now here's what's also amazing, Tom, and this is going to blow you away. Lee, tell everybody the job you have been assigned. Somebody who, and you also have a master's as well?
That's correct.
In education?
I have a master's in rhetoric and composition.
Okay. Tell everybody the job that you've been assigned.
Since September, I have been reassigned to work in a warehouse where I am responsible for moving dusty computer equipment and wooden pallets in the warehouse.
Now, the superintendent, if he has the sole authority, if he pulls your license, that means you cannot teach. Explain why you can't teach at a public school in America.
If he pulls my license, I don't teach in the county. I don't teach in the state. And by extension, I don't get reciprocity in other states to teach in the country. And so that he has the power to completely prevent my teaching in public schools in the country.
You would be allowed to teach at a charter school.
That's right. A charter school or university. That's right.
Have you heard from any others?
School board would decide to what, today at 9 a.m.?
The school board meeting's at 9 a.m. The interesting thing is we had a teacher here use a racial slur with a student and has been put back into the classroom.
And wow. you've been off the job or out of the classroom for 2 months now.
That's correct.
And you learned your fate in an hour
19th.
And a half.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, Lee, we're going to be watching that decision today by the Cumberland County School District. Thank you so very much, brother. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good
guys.
Luck
Thank
to you.
You.
And you keep
Thank
up
you,
the great work.
You keep up that great work. That's right.
Thank you, guys.
I love
Charter
your passion, your dedication to teaching.
You may want to hire this brother.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All
Thank
right
you.
Then.
My man.